says it is resuming its control of the Strait of Hormuz, according to Iranian state media. That ends the headlines.
Atumagi, you're welcome. We've been expecting you. Let me get you some juice.
This is not Fruit Top.
We ran out.
Well, you know me. If it's not Fruit Top, it's not a welcome.
Auntie Maggie is right. It's not quite a welcome if you haven't been served Fruit Top Juice Cordial. Fruit Top contains real fruit juice for that refreshing, real fruity taste. Fruit Top Fruit Juice. Real fruit in every drop.
That's every mother's nightmare. When your baby cries and you don't know why. But sometimes it's the small things. Small things like diapers. Your baby diapers are made with strong leakage protection and up to 12-hour protection to keep your baby dry day and night. They come with a wetness indicator so you know exactly when it's time to change. And with a cloth-like breathable back sheet, your baby's skin stays soft, dry and comfortable. Your baby diapers. Gentle care for babies. Peace of mind for moms. Brought to you by Your Care Hygienics.
La Zambia, the wait is over. Super Sport Bet is here. This is where sports fans play and champions are made. Get closer to the action, my guy. Watch, play, and win. Join today and get 10 free flights on Aviator Plus. Catch the best odds with Super Boost on your favorite matches. Don't just watch the game, play like a champion. Sign up like a Bossale at supersportbet.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Bet responsibly. No under 18.
Here's a little song that we wrote for you. The words are very simple and they're only two.
Cream it. Just cream it.
Like the moonlight adds a little light in the dark. You got to add a little light in your car.
Cream it. Just cream it.
Introducing Cream It Tea and Coffee Creamer.
Did you know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email or fax stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Ali Kankata Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints at iba.org.zn or visit our website www.iba.org.zn.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
What a bad day when everything is bright and golden. The sun shining and the mighty morning. Without my family in that moment, that day.
Everyone's bad day is my bad day. But when my banja comes together, there are no bad days.
Nothing brings our banjas together like a bad day. And introducing the newest member to the banja, Banja Ultra.
When you are there, you bring the shine into my
banja. Washing powder, the family detergent.
Banjo wants a pasian in the upper. The chanty sticker. What a marido you are about. Eh, Capita, what you tell it as him Zangaga? Eh, take any seat. Siana, eh? Ah, ah.
When I look up, Rango, yeah, now she put it upon now.
Siana, eh, could it be a Vawangua, Padimavuto, Nimavuto? But what the Nora Tia and Gugu to my way, Tituna Kamungan to Munda? Aye, I swan a boutique.
Ya, nende kuyopana taa, nikamuza soga jimangi, atakamba, ya isha nene, adhani faila nkufu,
Ona chabwe kwanga vantu siva saka na kusanga bale senda pati ona sai
chutu ndi sai yangu kuvia machunguku chi munga ni taki
sene bichini wani uchita mahwara pwani muze konawe na wefiti tigawanenge mwavani
sibu mfiti iwe chuma chilipa nguku na ripa stock feed
ripa
yes ripa stock feed has it all for your broiler chicks. Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
Doesn't matter you big or small.
Chocoloco. Chocoloco is for all.
Chocoloco Choco Sticks. Long lasting fun.
Is 13:07 hours right here on Millennium Radio. This is the Social Mix program, comes to every Saturday at 13 hours. And to present, my name is Mercy Chanika. Like we do it every week, we talk all things social matters, really. We dive into what society is facing and what are those challenges, what are those wins, what are those things that need to be talked about right here on this show. This is the platform we get to discuss some of those issues. So, today I have a rather interesting, sad slash, more of a way of looking forward kind of topic that I would love us to discuss. I want to dig deeper into what causes people to stay in toxic relationships. And these toxic relationships, I'm not talking about just emotional toxicity or abuse. I'm talking about something that is extending from just from emotional to something physical, gender-based violence and all those stuff. I'm pretty sure you have noticed, even online, we get to see some of these stories on, okay, wife has a short husband has burnt wife, stuff like that. These are things, girlfriend has stabbed boyfriend, like there's so much violence going on in most of these relationships, and some of the things are quite scary to look at them. Like, how is it that we have reached a point in society where such is not even alarming anymore? It's not even new. It's like the norm. It's something we see almost every day. How did we get to the point where such violence is, I won't say condoned, but more or less tolerated, I would say. Like, we have reached a point where people would say, I heard somebody telling their girlfriends, somebody telling their friends, female friends, so their girlfriends, yeah, telling a friend to say, so long as he doesn't cheat on you, it's fine. But she was complaining that this man is actually physically abusive. He has slapped me before, he has done this before. No, oh, before that he's given you money and he doesn't cheat on you, it's fine. We have reached a point where such things are really, really a norm, I would say, in society. So now what I want to find out today, what makes people stay in abusive, toxic relationships? Because we have seen people, I've read stories from court, people who get to say, no, this man, I've been married to this man for 15 years, and in that 15 years, he has been beating me like blue-black. He has been, he's a person who's very, very abusive. No, you've stayed 15 years with this man, and how is it possible that you managed to survive 15 years of such abuse. Like, what pushes people to stay in such situations which are very, very abusive? That is what I want to find out today, because we have seen NGOs